time I stop and think about Jesus, I feel
Amen. Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. And for the song say, every time I think about Jesus, I feel good. That means that you've been through some things and that he brought you out of it and that he made a way for you when there was no way. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here, because we serve a living and powerful God that has no limit to his power. Somebody ought to give God some praise, for he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Give God another hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. We now have our opening hymn. I'm sorry. I got to do the call of worship. I'm excited. Amen. 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 Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our Father God, we come to you this morning and say thank you. Master, we are so grateful, so thankful, for you allowing us another time, another chance, another opportunity to sit in your house and sup with you. Oh, what an awesome thing, because we actually get to sit down with our master and look across the table and see your face, which means we can feel your power. Today, Master, while we're here, let us feel your power, because if we can feel your power, change will come. Master, we cannot be the same when we sit in your presence. Everything that's wrong about us must be changed to that which is right. Everything that's bad about us will be changed to that which is good. Everything that's crooked about us will be made straight. So while we're here today, Lord God, help us to be better. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. Let every heart say amen.
Amen.
Amen. We now have our opening hymn, hymn 404.
Yeah. Praise God, everybody.
Amen.
Come on, praise God, everybody.
Amen.
Yes, sometimes we gotta learn how to unfold all that praise we got bottled up inside. Amen. Sometimes God wants us to let it go and let him do his thing. But I want to thank First Congregational Church for inviting us. This is a long time coming. My name is Deacon Ken Scott, and I go by the name of Ken, and I'm here with some of my brothers, Jeff, A.T., and of course one of our male chorus members is out this Sunday, but his name is Kelvin, but he will be joining us on the next fourth Sunday here. But I want to just say thank you to Reverend Rod Robertson, who I know very well. Because during the time we were going through a transition at Community Congregational Church, he was one of our supply pastors and did an awesome job. So I want to thank this church for this opportunity and for bringing us, allowing us to come together. And I'm just going to ask you, it's been my prayer that, I'm not a singer, but I can make a joyful noise, I can tell you that. So I just want to let you know that when you're sitting out there and you're looking up here at these great-looking men of God, men of the soldier, don't see us up here. Please see Jesus working inside of each and every one of us, individually and collectively, as we praise him. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you so much.
This morning, we are all so delighted to have the brothers of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, the Sigma Phi chapter, and their leader, because of protocol, is Daryl Bradford. I won't tell y'all what they call him when they're in chapter meeting. But to have their leader, Daryl Bradford, worship with us, and I'm sure there are cuets in the house this morning as well. This is Pastor Robinson's chapter. And oh yes, church, let me mention this morning, it's Curtis E. Stewart's chapter. And Curtis could not be here today. He's traveling and he's miserable. I'm letting you all know this. He shared it with me. He really, really wanted to be here today with his line brothers. So Curtis has missed the day. But Pastor Robinson, it's protocol. And would you do the honors of introducing your brothers?
I am delighted to introduce these men of honor and of strength. And I'm going to ask that the bosseless and the vice bosseless, if they would, please stand. Brother Darrell Bradford and Brother William Millage. Now, for the sake of time, I'm not going to introduce everybody else individually because we do have a 1 hour thing that we do here. Amen. And we hold to that. Amen. Amen. So I will ask that the rest of the brothers that are of the chapter of Sigma Phi, if you would please stand and face the audience. Amen. Now, it is our chapter anniversary, and we've been celebrating all week. But one thing that we decided to do is make sure that we fellowship with one another. You can't party and not have God somewhere in the party. Amen. If you're partying without them, then you're partying in vain. Amen. Anytime you have a party and God is included, it is a blessed party. Amen. Amen. So thank you, brothers, for showing up today and worshiping with us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
through the valleys and over the hills. I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storms? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. I made it this far. Not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace. Come on, let me see you wave your hand. God's grace. It was God's grace. It's amazing grace. Oh, I made it this far. Yes, I did. Amazing grace. I made it this far by the grace of God. I remember the times when I strayed away. Even though I knew the word, still I wouldn't obey. But God's mercy and His grace stayed with me. And it brought me all the way. I'm telling you, God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
It's amazing grace.
God's grace.
Oh, I made it.
I made it this far.
Yes, I did. By the grace of God.
Anybody want to know just how I got here? If anybody wanna know why I'm still standing, I made it. Yes, I made it by the grace, by the grace, by the grace of God. I made it, y'all. Yeah, I made it. It was God's grace, Lord. I made it through. I made it this far. Yes, I did. Listen at this, y'all. Some people say that I wouldn't be here today. Some people said, they said I wouldn't make it. But look at me, I'm standing. Look at me, y'all. I made it. By the grace of God. When I sit down and look back down through the years, woo, how I had to shed so many tears. But I made it. I made it by the grace of God. If you believe you made it, let me see you wave your hand. If you made it by the grace of God, come on.
Grace.
I made it.
God's grace.
I made it, y'all.
God's grace.
And you made it too.
God's grace.
Yes, you made it.
God's grace.
By the grace,
God's grace
of God. Last time. If anybody asks you how you made it, if anybody want to know how you walked in here this morning, you tell them, I made it. I made it by the grace of God. Come on, you can say it. It's all right.
God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It's amazing.
God's grace. God's grace.
I made it, y'all.
Can anyone attest to what he was saying? I'm not here. I'm not still here because I'm so good. I'm here because my Father is so forgiving. Ah, that makes me want to shout. Because I know he loves me so much. That even when sometimes he ought to punish me, he said, I'll let you have it this time. That's God's grace. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody to give God some praise here today, because some of us ought to be dead and gone, but yet we're still here. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our Father God, we come to you today to say thank you. As the song said, we are so thankful for so many things. We're thankful for your grace. We're thankful for your mercy, your kindness, your love, your understanding, how compassionate you are about us, how you never leave us nor forsake us. And the Bible even tells us that you are listening to our every cry, and you are watching every situation. You never leave us alone. You're always with us. Even when we feel like we are by ourselves, if we pay attention, we'll find out that you are carrying us. So we come this morning to say thank you, for you're so worthy to be praised. You're so worthy to be lifted up, because you are just that good of a God. Master, we thank you for your love. We thank you for who you are, because without you, we are nothing. But with you, we are more than conquerors. So we come this morning and say thank you. Thank you for you being in all of our lives. Thank you for you covering us. Thank you for keeping us. Master, if I had 10,000 tongues, I still can't say enough about who you are, because you are just that good. We come now asking that you continue to be in our lives, continue to lead us and guide us. We ask now these blessings in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let every heart say amen. We ask now that the officer will come for the purpose of tithing and offering.
Thank you.
us bow. Our Father God, we come now to say thank you for that which have been given here today, Master. And we pray that your power will cover it so that each individual who receive of it can feel you. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Every heart say amen. Amen. I made it. Oh.
But it was the grace of God. It was the grace of God that brought me through. Oh, oh, oh. Yes, I made it. Oh, oh. Yes. Through it all, I made it through another day journey. I'm still here.
I've made it through another day's journey, and God has kept me here. Those are words that we can all utter, and those are words that should move our hearts to give God praise. For we realize that it was by His grace and His mercy that we're still here. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Before I come with the word, there's a special guest that's here today that I told him since he pulled rank on me, I will pull rank on him. And he will have to sing me a song today. And we go way back. We played little league baseball together. And we grew up together. Now we're in the same fraternity together. He's one of my longest friends here on earth. And I cherish him, and I think a lot of him. And so if my vice bossless, William Millich, would come and give me a song before we bring our word today.
Sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. Still, that hope that lies within is reassured as I keep my eyes upon the distant shore. I know He'll be me safely to that blessed place He has prepared. But if the storms don't cease, and we'll
Amen. My soul has been anchored in the Lord. The pillars may roll, the breakers may dash. I'm standing strong because He holds me fast. It's a jump start today. Dark clouds in the sky, but I know it's all right because Jesus is mine. Amen. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here. Amen. If you have your Bibles, if you turn with me now, for I have about 12 minutes. Amen. I have now about 12 minutes. Let's see if we can get that done. Amen. 2 Corinthians, 1st chapter, verses 1 through 8. For the preservation of time, I will read verses 4 through 7. It says, "Who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God? For as the suffering of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same suffering, which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation." Somebody ought to give God some praise. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, where we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. Amen. Just for a few moments, I would like to take the subject, the purpose of pain in the body of Christ. The purpose of pain in the body of Christ. If you don't get anything from this message, please get this. Find a lesson and the blessing in your pain. Let me say that again. Find the lesson and the blessing in your pain. When we look at life, we find that there are moments in life where it's very, very painful. Sometimes we cause the pain. Sometimes God allows things to come in our lives that causes us pain. No matter what the source of the pain, there's always a lesson and a blessing. When we look at this, we find that we can find comfort in going through. Because not only is God trying to teach us something, but at the end of the pain, there is a blessing. Yes. Now, there are four reasons that I would like for us to consider today for our pain. Now, there are many reasons, but I would like for us to consider four. The four is our pain comes to center our focus. It comes to keep us grounded and looking towards the grace of God. It comes to make change in our lives so there is growth in our lives. And then it comes to solidify our identity as partakers in the inheritance of Christ through our suffering. Lord, have mercy. Somebody ought to be praising right now. Because your suffering identifies that you are a child of God. Sometimes we look at our suffering as a bad thing because we don't want to suffer. We don't want to go through. We don't like to deal with pain. But I'm come to tell you today that sometimes your pain is to let you know that, yes, God loves you. All right. Amen. All right. Amen. I know sometimes that don't make sense to us, but we must understand God don't move like we move. And we want God to change his ways to be more like us when we ought to be changing our ways to be more like him. So God don't move like you want him to move. And sometimes people say, well, my pain is unfair. It was unfair for Jesus. But Jesus still went through the pain. Huh? Stop all your wincing. Stop all your crying. Stop all your complaining and go through. Your pain comes to help you understand that God yet still loves you. Now, there are some human responses to pain. There's a physical response. In our physical response, it could be something that our body is trying to tell us is not right. For example, a dull pain in your chest can mean that something is not working right in your arteries. And that possible, if you don't address it, a heart attack is to come. And then we have those pain in our bodies that we consider to be good pain, like when we work out. And our muscles are sore because they've been broken down by the stress that we applied to them. And the pain is actually the regrowth of the muscles that you broke down to let you know that you're growing stronger and stronger. And then there is an emotional response to pain. This is usually a negative response, where we allow stress in our lives. We become irrational in our thinking. We become fearful and confused because we are responding to the pain in an emotional state. Then there's a spiritual response. This pain is not natural. This response is not natural. It's supernatural. For it requires faith and trust in God. Now, this response actually decreases stress. Because you'll learn that no matter what you go through, will go through. Did you hear what I said? I didn't say you'll stay there. I said you will go through. This is a spiritual response. It gives clarity and purpose to our pain. My brothers and sisters, when we realize that if we are who we say we are, if we are Christians, that pain is in our future. If we have a relationship with God, if we have a relationship where we follow Christ at his every word, pain is waiting. There is no way you can run from it, and running from it can't save you. You must face reality that pain is a part of life for Christians. And we have these false teachings now that if you are a Christian, nothing in your life will go wrong. That's why we have people falling by the wayside, because they believe that crap. Because it sounds good. Amen. You know, we want a hero, not a savior. We want someone to keep us from going into our problems versus someone who will get in our problems with us. If we are Christians, and the Bible says for us to be that, when you look at Romans 8, 15 through 17, it says, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit itself bears witness of our spirit, that we are children of God." And then verse 17 says, "And if children," you heard what I said, right? "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if we be so that we suffer with him." Let me say that again. If we be so that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. So the Bible teaches us that the Spirit of God already knows our spirit. And if we go through the pain and suffering that Christ endured and handled it like Christ handled it, then the Bible says that there's a blessing waiting on us. Amen. Amen. Said the inheritance that's given to Christ will also be given to us. And so if you can learn how to endure and endure in a quality fashion,
The Bible says there's a reward that's waiting on you.
Yeah.
For all of us that keep complaining, poor mouthing. Reverend, every time I go through something, I think I'm out. I got something else to go in. God says, stop all of your complaining. He says, because when you're going through, you must understand I'm with you.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody ought to give God some praise. You must understand that I am with you. And as children of God, one thing that we must stop doing is underestimating the sovereignty of God.
Yeah.
What you mean, Reverend? When I talk about the sovereignty of God, I'm talking about God's power.
Yes.
Talking about God's position where he doesn't have to counsel anyone to do anything.
Right.
Everything he does must be done because he declared it to be done.
All right.
When we look at the sovereignty of God and we think about our pain, the Bible teaches us this. That if it get to you, it had to come through God. If you're a child of God, when pain makes it to you, it had to go through God first. And if God allowed the pain to get to you, that means there's a lesson and a purpose in the pain. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Let me give you an example. The Bible says that Jesus purposely waited for Lazarus to die. He knew Lazarus was sick. He waited 4 days to go back. So he can destroy their tradition. Because their tradition was that in 3 days, their spirit can enter back into the body.
Right.
So Jesus purposely waited for Lazarus to go through his sickness and die. Mm-hmm. And then he waited 4 days so his body can start sticking. So he can start decaying. So rot can set in. But then on that fourth day, he showed up. Oh, somebody will give God some praise. Sometimes in your life, God will let you go through. So that he can show you that not only he's the God of life, but he's the God over the power of death. Somebody to give God some praise in here. Your pain is not to destroy you. Your pain is to make you better. 2 Corinthians says this. Chapter 1 and our 3rd through 6th verse. It says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. Who comforted us all, us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. In other words, when God allow pain to come into your life, he also send you a comforter. Wait a minute, Reverend. So what you're saying is when affliction shows up, when trouble shows up, when pain shows up, when destitute shows up, God has already sent me a deliverance from my pain. Y'all ought to give God some praise. Not only is God sovereign, but God will get in your situation with you. I got one more example, then we're going home. When the Hebrew boys were thrown in the fiery furnace, God didn't stop them from being thrown in. He got in the furnace with them. He didn't stop the pain from coming. He just got in it with him. Now, here's the beautiful part about it. When he got in the situation with him, the pain that they should have felt, they didn't feel it. In other words, when God get into your situation with you, he'll change the nature of your situation where everything is beneficial for you. Although the people can see the pain, you can't feel the effects of it. The Hebrew boys were thrown in. And the Bible teaches us that when they looked back in, they didn't see three, they saw four.
That's right.
Even the king had enough sense to say, that looks like the Son of God. When people see you going through situations and they see the hand of God on you, they'll know that it's not you who's going through, but it's God who's carrying you through your pain. The purpose of your pain is to make you stronger. When the Hebrew boys came out, they were thrown in, but they walked out. Did you hear me? You might be thrown into your situation, but when you're a child of God, you will walk out of your situation. And when they walked out of their situation, the Bible helps us to understand that they didn't have no resemblance of being in the fire. Their clothes wasn't singed. their skin didn't have no char on it. Uh-huh. And they went as far as said they didn't even smell like smoke. Somebody give God some praise to you. Because your pain will cause you to grow. And then you can sound like Paul when Paul says, we are afflicted but not crushed. We may be wounded, but we're not destroyed. I might be persecuted, but I'm not forsaken. I might be forgotten, but God will always keep me. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here. I might be wounded, but I'm not lost. I might be downtrodden, but I still got hope. Because my Father lives high, and he looks low. And they tell me that the cattle of 1,000 hills belongs to him. So when I look to my Father, whatever my situation may be, it no longer matters. Somebody give God some praise in here, because your pain only came to make you stronger. Give God some praise. The doors of our church are now open. If there would be one, the time is now. The Bible says, find God while he is near, for surely shall come a time where God cannot be found. The doors of my Father's house are now open. God, hand clap of praise. Amen. Let us bow. Our Father God, we come to you to say thank you, Master, for you being here. Thank you, Master, for you covering us and keeping us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. For Master, as we leave this place, we pray that your mercy and your grace would travel with us, that it will protect us, and that it will keep us. Now, Master, we ask that you bless this food that we're about to partake of. Allow it to give us strength, that it nourish our souls, and give strength unto our bodies, that we can continue to stand on the battlefield in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name. We ask now of all these blessings in Jesus' name we do now pray. And we ask that all hearts would sing,